Greetings in the name of Jesus from Ukraine. And when I said Ukraine, the churches would always say, greetings in the name of Jesus. When they did, they would all rise because they wanted to acknowledge Jesus, the commander. Amen? We are in the nation of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're all one in Christ. Regardless of our country, we're one in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And Revelation 1:5 says, Jesus is ruler over all the nations. So we live in a very chaotic world. It's broken. It's messed up. I think about all the things that are frustrating today. When you get on the computer at all, you get all these things popping up at you and wanting you to buy things. And when you look at your phone, it has all these spam emails coming and all these political things. And so you have to delete a lot of stuff. And Satan's always sending little messages to that you have to delete. He's very shrewd. And on the back table today, I picked up this wonderful Spurgeon tract that I'm excited to read. It's Satan considering the saints, and is talking about the schemes of Satan and how that he tries. He knows us. He works all the time. And as Jesus said to Peter, he said, Peter, Satan has commanded, he's asked God to be able to take you. And he said, Satan would sift you as sand, but I'm praying for you. And Jesus is praying for us. And he's praying for this group. And he's so pleased for this group. And we need each other as men. And so I'm here to encourage you a little bit today. I won't go over all the other things that frustrate us. And I used to drive down here all the time, but I was just driving today. I thought, man, I don't know if I could do that nowadays if I had the time, because the gas is so expensive. Now, every time you get in the car, you think about, can I drive here or not, right? It is just amazing. The other day, we watched four of our 29 grandkids for 3 days. And I went to fill up the van. They gave us our van to carry the kids. And I went, and it was dead empty. And I filled it up with $75. It's like, whoa, you know? Okay. So here's a thought for us to start with today. What can we do in a world that's so messed up? What can we do? Well, can't do squat without Jesus. Amen. Those of us that read John 15 says, you're not going to do anything without me, but with me, you can bear much fruit. And with me, if you're my disciples, you love each other. And here we are in a place where we come brothers from many different churches, many different ways. And praise the Lord, we're all one. So let us think about this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we have eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. John 11:25. I believe in Jesus. And Jesus said, those who believe in me, even though they die, will live forever. Amen.
Amen.
So I just wrote down five things that best for me, encourage me, and maybe they'll encourage you today. And then I'll make sure we stay on time so we can get out through the little slot there, right? Amen. So first of all, in terms of our faith, let us keep our eyes on Jesus. And we've got to do that. You know, as soon as we look at ourselves or how important we are, or how messed up we are, how important our church is, let us just keep our eyes on Jesus. And in keeping our eyes on Jesus, we're one. Amen. It takes away all the distractions. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, this is Hebrews 12, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which so cling so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God. Jesus is the right hand of God, but he's also right here with us, isn't he? He's in his heart, in our hearts. And so we keep our eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah. Just keep in mind, as we talk about these five things, that we're in a world that is in a war between Satan and Jesus. John 10:10 says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes just to give us not only life, but life abundant. And only life, not only life abundant, but life eternal. Amen?
Amen.
And so we are rejoicing in that. And then the other thought is to rejoice in the new morning mercies. And actually, I have a devotion book from my pastor, Greg, in Cowboy Church called New Mercies by Dave Paul. And boy, that's a great devotion book. And he just, a lot like Spurgeon, just really challenges your mind. When I was coming into Ukraine, it was this very verse that I was reading, and from Lamentations. And, you know, you read through all these Old Testament kings, and it's so depressing. There's good and there's bad, but there's a lot of bad. And then you come to this verse in Lamentations 3:22. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Isn't that exciting? And his mercies are new every morning. And when I got up this morning at 4 o'clock, my amazing wife got up and we did our devotions together. New mercies every morning. I love to get up in the morning and meet my friend Jesus. He says to his disciples, I'm not just calling you servants, I'm calling you friends. Jesus wants to be your friend. You know, he doesn't come to brag on you, he doesn't come to do all that garbage. He just comes to love you and help you. Amen? Rocks licking his head. And you know, I've really been on that this year, is that I want to be a friend of Jesus, and I want Jesus' friendship. You can tell Jesus anything, he understands, he consoles, and he's the one that gives us strength through his Holy Spirit, amen? And we need that Holy Spirit. Amen. We need that Spirit. In Galatians 5, it says the fruit of the Spirit, which we need every day, we just need to drink it in, as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and sound mind. And I look at love, joy, peace as three rivers coming down on the face of a mountain into a big lake. I like Brainerd Lake's a pretty place. And then you come out, and then here's a river flowing out. Why? Because the rivers are flowing every day. The Spirit needs to flow into us every day so that we can overflow and love other people. Amen. So the second thing is, we can only do one day at a time. I love, I was up in the reservation up in Lakota, up in North, South Dakota, and we used to go to church up there with Dennis Carlin, and Joe Brown Thunder would play, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus, Willie Nelson. One day at a time, dear Jesus, one day at a time. You like that song? And I just love that, because that's all we can do. I can't do anymore. And Jesus said, the scripture says, don't worry yourself about tomorrow. I love Psalms 84, one of my favorites for me, an old man. I'm just about an old man. I'm getting close to 80. And they say, the Bible says that when you're 80, you're an old man. So,
but, where does it say that?
I can tell you. It says there was an old man. He was 80 years old, one of the men that helped David. So in Psalms 84, it says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, and whose heart is in the highways of Zion. As they go from the valley of Baca, they make it in a place of spring, they make it a place of springs. The early rain covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God. And for me, it's strength to strength. It's like, You know, I was up at 4 o'clock and I'll need a nap about 2 o'clock, you know. One of the best bosses I ever had when I was an IBM manager in Seattle was a man who, you'd go to his office a lot of times, 2 in the afternoon, be assigned and says, and the secretary's taking his nap. You take a 30-minute nap. He's a smart man, you know. And we're foolish if we think we can just run ourselves into the ground. A lot of people do. We need to take care of ourselves, don't we, Carl? Got to pace ourselves a little bit, especially as a grandpa. I got to pace myself. Number three, keep loving your wife. You know, in the book I wrote called God is Our Helper, I did a whole chapter on marriage because I remember Coach Mack told the story of coming to church, and there was a man, a guest preacher there, and he got up and said, I'll tell you to tell how spiritual a man is. And so everybody just stopped to listen. He says, all you got to do is look at his wife. Look at the countenance of his wife, and I'll tell you how spiritual a man is. And Coach Mack looked down the chairs there in front, looked at his wife. And at that moment, Coach Mack decided to quit football and take care of his family. In our world, we're so tied up as men in our image, in our job, money we make, how good our golf is, how cool our car is. And if we neglect our wife, God help us. Ephesians 5:25 says that we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church. It's a test that we love our wives, that we bless them, that we spend time in the morning in devotion with them. We commit our life to the Lord. And here's the beauty of it. God speaks more through our wives than he does through us. So you better listen. And the other thing is, they read your mail. So you might as well tell them what's going on and ask them to pray for you. You know, and if you tell them, hey, I'm struggling with this, their prayers are powerful. And, you know, this 3 days, nights we just spent with 4 grandkids. I mean, I was like, how does he do this? You know, and I'm just marvel at these mothers of toddlers and how they do it. God just gives them so much grace. So keep loving your children and grandchildren. I've got 29 grandchildren, and I love everyone. Somebody said, well, how in the world do you keep up with? And I said, we pray for everyone every day. And I came here a little early, and I was sitting in the car, and I was just texting some of my grandkids that are married around the country and encouraging them. I can't live their life. I can't get them to do exactly what I would like them to do, but I can still love them and bless them, keep in touch with them, pray for them, and my prayers are powerful. One of my favorite testimonies is a brother from Russia, Sergei, who came to know the Lord through a Gideon Bible. And his testimony included sharing that he said when he came to the Lord, he said, I knew my grandbrother was praying for me all this time, but I just never knew. And so many people just don't know. They have no clue until they've heard it. And so I'm going to read Psalms 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it will be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall a man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem. All the days of your life, may you see your children's children, and peace be upon Israel. If you don't have a wife or you have an ex-wife, keep on praying for her and keep praying for your children and grandchildren. We're praying that, you know, for our grandchildren that aren't married yet, that they would meet godly people. Amen. And that God would keep them. And sometimes people go astray, but still they'll come back. And so the fifth item is the fourth item is keep doing what you're doing here. Proverbs 27:17 says what? Iron sharpens iron, right? Iron sharpens iron as we come together and we share the word, but also as we watch each other. I just observe men, and you know, we each got pluses in our life that we can learn from somebody else. I might observe Meg and see something he does real well. Man, does he deal with this? He does this so well, doesn't he? This whole process. It's just wonderful, Meg. But some people have talent, and John's working on all the men's groups in Colorado. God bless you, John. And just Marty's always out witnessing, get some cards from me. He is one of the great witnessers I know. But anyway, we all do different things. And so we learn from each other through the word, through following Jesus, but also watching each other and encouraging each other. Today in our reading in Proverbs 27, it says, something about, I've got to read it now. 27:5 says, better is open rebuke than hidden love. I think a real good friend is somebody who will bless you, but also bump you, right? And say, hey, Jerry, I just did it. Marty was there. We just did a service with Ron Cameron from up north there this week. And Ron was one of my friends who he would say, Jerry, you know, I think you ought to say it different than that. I think you ought to do this. And I like friends like that. It's friends that will just kind of help you be a better person. Amen. A lot of times we see something, a flaw in a person, but we never say anything. We just let them go ahead and do that. But I remember Coach Mack wrote the book, Blind Spots. We have blind spots. So it's really good when somebody comes up and says, hey, Jerry, you're being stupid here. Don't do that. You know, you're mistreating your wife or whatever it is. So, you know, I confess, number five is keep doing what you're doing. And I just confess that I get discouraged. And sometimes I wonder, I want to quit, I want to give up. I've been in Gideon's 35 years. I want to quit many times. And get weary, you know, it's just through COVID and everything else. But we came to see you a few weeks ago, and when I'm on a sidewalk giving out Bibles, it's very depressing if you let it be, because people are going by you giving dirty looks, they don't want to talk to you. But I had three different people come up to me on that cold morning and say, don't quit doing what you're doing. One was a Black professor. I didn't get to meet him. It was with, he was talking to another Gideon, but another one was, I went over to the supervisor of the construction. He's a big guy, and I said, are you a believer? And he said, yeah, oh yeah. Gave him some testaments, and he said, don't stop doing what you're doing. So I really got energized from that. It was like, don't quit. So I'm saying the same thing to you guys here at this group. Don't stop what you're doing. This is a big deal. And, keep inviting people, keep coming. I miss this group. It's very unique that you have a group that's from different churches. In the same way at Longmont, they have a group that comes from different churches. And they do a similar thing. It's a good group. And then we'd like to start doing something in Northern Colorado like that, where people can come together. But a lot of churches, I visit lots of pastors as a Gideon. I meet a lot of them that don't have a men's group. The devil doesn't want men's groups. He doesn't want Bibles to go in those hotels. He doesn't want us to love our wives. The devil doesn't like all this stuff. But if we keep our eyes on Jesus, amen, and we stay in the word every day, new mercies. And if we keep loving our family, don't neglect your family. I don't care how good your ministry is. Your family is your top priority. And then we keep doing what we're doing. And so I just want to encourage you in that. And guys, we're all heading to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
I love that that movie. I can only imagine that song. You know, I can only imagine what's going to be like in heaven. I don't know if you caught up, but Dennis Quaid, who played the father, the alcoholic father, then was actually converted through that movie. And then he has a song, you look at it on YouTube, called I'm on My Way to Heaven. And I love, he sings that song, and then he says at the end of it, why don't you come along? Why don't you come along? That's such a gentle, soft thought to people. Why don't you come along? And my good friend, Greg, Pastor Greg up at Cowboy Church, who's meeting up there, he always says to people, hey, I accepted Jesus in my life. He's changed my life. and I know I'm going to heaven, I'd like you to go along. And people, and so I was telling Dakota one night after Cowboy Church on Saturday night, I explained the gospel to him. I said, Dakota, why wouldn't you let Jesus into your life and enjoy all the things? Because he says, I've got too many muscles. And I said, that's exactly what Jesus is about.
Yeah.
Right? He cleans up our messes. We cannot clean them up by ourselves.
Amen.
We're all a mess, but Jesus helps us. He's in the process. And I'm so glad I'm almost 78, and God's given me more chances to get my act together. I'll never have it together, but he's changing me little by little. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 28:1, the big picture in that scripture on the Loveland police wall, the chief of police put it up there. It says, you know, the wicked flee, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen.
Amen.
Our Jesus is our Redeemer. He's our Savior. He's our friend. He's the Lamb of God, and he's the Lion of Judah. He's coming on a white horse. I just lost a 50-year-old brother. He's a pastor, an amazing guy. And I was talking to one of the bikers there, and I said, you know, I think God took Phil, Pastor Phil. He's going to be working on the ranch. And when Jesus comes back on his white horse, Phil's going to be there with him. And so the Vineyard has a song, Will You Ride With Me, talking about when Jesus comes back, I hope I get to ride with Jesus. That'll be awesome. Amen. So I don't know where you'll be in heaven, but I hope to see you there. I may not see you again. You know, we just don't know, do we? We just don't know when we'll see anybody again. But anyway, God be with you all. I care about you. I'm going to pray a blessing on you. And just to restate those, keep your eyes on Jesus. Take time every morning for those new mercies in the Spirit of God. Take one day at a time. It's all you can do. Don't worry about tomorrow. Cast all your cares on God. Don't go to bed with a bunch of stuff. If you need to write it all down, give it to God. Number four is keep doing what you do. Iron sharpens iron. Help each other. Be friends with each other. I have one little thought you might consider sometime. I got this from a pastor in Windsor, and he has said, well, their men groups, they meet once a month on a Sunday morning before church. And he said, when they leave, then they have everybody's name in a little hat, and everybody takes one of the names. And then the job is between that time and the next time, you're to meet that guy and pray for him. So you guys might do that on the first, maybe the first time each week, once a month or something. It's a little way to encourage us to get to know each other. And one of the best things you can do is to say, tell me your story. I hate it when I go to a funeral and find out about a guy. So take time to just, when you have God, say, tell me your story. Tell me about yourself. And, you know, how can I pray for you? And let's keep being brothers, amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to just close in a prayer. Father God, we just want you to know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. Jesus, you are our everything. And we want to be your friend, the one who want to be honest with you, who want to be just as we prayed earlier in the service, Lord, that we just want to humble ourselves before you. Thank you for this church. Bless this church, Lord. Bless it and protect it, and bless all the men's groups that meet. I know John Colvin says, just trying to encourage us all to have men's groups, and I know that the devil doesn't want them. But Jesus, we're going to stay right next to you. Psalms 91, we're going to just stay under your wing every day, all the way. Psalms 5:8 says that, show me the path and make it clear. Show us the path each day, make it clear. Help us to be men of God, courageous men, as Coach Matt called us to be, that, Lord, we would be men that do what is good. Help us to love our wives and our children and our grandchildren. And, Lord, help us to do whatever you called us to do, whether it's giving out Bibles or whether it's sweeping the floor or whether it's, you know, whatever it is, Lord, just help us to be who we are and keep it simple. Jesus, you keep it all simple. We love you. We appreciate you. Go with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.